Demolition seemed a strong possibility until the National Railway Historical Society's Roanoke chapter began efforts to save and restore the station. Jim Cosby is a leader of the effort, and he says the first part involves years of seeking government permits.
The first step of that is to go through the asbestos and lead paint decontamination or abatement.
That should begin this year. Then it's rebuilding the roof and stabilizing the century-old building. Funds are in place for all that, but Cosby says they'll need more to complete the interior restoration. It's a lot of work, but Skip Salmon, another restoration leader, says there are several good reasons for it.
It was built here in 1909. We still have a lot of people that work for the Virginian Railway, and this was one of the better stations that they had along the line.
The total projected price tag, more than $2 million. Projected completion date, still undetermined, but they expect to get going this year. Evan Jones, News Talk 960, WFIR.